Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we have been on a break for the summer, and we're coming back now, and we've been studying in the book of Hebrews, and now we're in part three of Hebrews, and we'll begin in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, most High God, God of gods, you are the only God. And we just come to you today, just giving you praise and thanking you for your love and for your mercy. We ask you, Father, to lead, guide, and direct us as we study your word. Give us wisdom and knowledge that we may be able to live it out to glorify your name, and I ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, we begin going back to get a big picture. As we study, we've learned in the past that the first thing when you're studying a chapter is to get the big picture. And in order to do that, we want to do a review, going back, reviewing what we have already studied in Hebrews, part one and part two. We've learned in our study that this is a letter written to Jewish believers in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ. And they were going through trials and persecutions, and some had even turned away from their faith. And we also learned that it's a word of exhortation that Jesus is the high priest of our confession. It's an exhortation to hold fast of that confession of him as Messiah and not to fall away because of persecution. And in this, we've also learned that there are warnings about turning away and facing judgment. So we'll start with the three segments of Hebrews, which we have studied the first two segments. And Hebrews chapter 1 through 4:13 is the first segment. And God spoke in his Son, and he told us that his Son is better than angels and that we're to listen to him. So also the writer of Hebrews said to hear his voice and don't harden your hearts in unbelief. And then we've learned in section 2, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through chapter 10, verse 18. And in this segment that we studied, we learned that Jesus, the Son of God, is our great high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. And he also encouraged these believers to press on to maturity, to be better priests, a better covenant, a better tabernacle, a better sacrifice, and a better offering. And Jesus, our high priest, we learned in the study, is able to save us forever as he died on the cross and gave his blood. He paid our sin debt in full. And then the last segment, which we'll begin today, is Hebrews 10:19-39. He tells in that last segment, to have confidence to enter the holy place and to draw near in full assurance. And then he also said, don't go on willfully or deliberately sinning, because it brings judgment. So that brings us up to today, which we'll be studying chapter 11. We finished these first two, and now we're at chapter 11. So I want us to begin in this chapter. It's called the chapter of faith. And so the first thing that we want to ask is, what is faith? So this chapter explains what faith is, and it tells examples of righteous people that lived by faith and were approved by God. So the definition that we find for faith in the Hebrew, it is the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And in the Greek, it means to win over, to persuade, to trust, to be firm, to confide, believe in truth and veracity and reality of any person or thing. And in Hebrews 11, the very first verse in the chapter tells us exactly what faith is. We read in that first chapter, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So faith is not what we see. It's not what we can touch, but it's that we're hoping for. And we have that assurance through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this chapter is called the faith chapter. And in this chapter, we're going to see different prophets and those in the Old Testament that were faithful. And they, like us today, they lived by faith and they served God by faith. So we'll start out with Abel, and then there's Noah, and then there's Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Moses and Gideon and Samson. And as we read through, we'll see there are many more. So, looking now at these first three verses, we want to see what the writer of Hebrews tells us in these first three or first four verses. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Verse 4, but by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. So we see first that Abel's sacrifice was by faith, and it proved that he was righteous, because when he brought his gift to God, God was pleased with it. Then Enoch was pleasing to God, and therefore he didn't die. We know that Enoch was taken up and he never died. And he was taken because he loved God, he pleased God, and God took him that he didn't have to die. So it was pleasing God that we have faith. To please God, we have to have faith. There's no other way that we can please him unless it's by faith. Now, next we learn that Noah built the ark because of his faith. He believed God's word to him of the coming judgment. So, this is the beginning of those that lived by faith. And we want to read now the next verses, starting with verse 4 through verse 7. I read verse 4 already, but I'll read it again, 4 through 7 of chapter 11. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, and God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. And then verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So we see in all of these verses that we have read so far that all of these great patriarchs, men of old, that everything they did not see with their eyes, but God had told them that it was to come about, and they believed it by faith. And in the last one we saw that Noah, remember, by faith he built the ark. By faith he believed that God was going to bring a flood, and by faith he believed that God was going to take care of him and his family, and he did, and it was all by faith. Now let's continue with verses 8 through 22 and see what these verses are about. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to receive seed, and she bore a son when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died by in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. Now, let's go on in verse 16. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom he said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bone. Now, let's look at all of these men that lived by faith. First of all, Abraham was a righteous man, and he lived by faith. He obeyed God's call by following it, although he didn't know where he was going. He believed God's promise of an inheritance in the land he went to. In the book of Genesis, it tells us that God called Abraham to leave his country, Ur, and to go to a land or a place that he could not see. So he went, he obeyed. And then we saw Sarah that had faith to believe God's promise for her to have a son. And she considered God the promise maker and that he would be faithful. So God fulfilled his promise and gave Abraham and Sarah descendants as numerous as the stars and the sand. But they died in faith before seeing all of God's promises fulfilled. So Abraham believed God's promises about his son Isaac, that he knew if he sacrificed Isaac, God would raise him from the dead. His faith led to obedience to what God said. We know that God told Abraham, he had promised him a son, and he gave him a son. And then God asked him to take him to a mountain, a certain place, and sacrifice him. And because Abraham believed him by faith, he carried out what God had told him, and we know the outcome of that, that God had stopped him from killing his son, and he provided a ram instead. And we see that today as a foreshadow of how that God provided his only son, Jesus, on the cross to die for us. So let's continue now. Isaac and Jacob both blessed their sons by faith. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, and Jacob blessed his 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. So those blessings were fulfilled. Now Joseph had faith that his people would return to the land of promise, and when he was dying, he asked that his bones be taken from Egypt to Israel. So we're getting a big picture now of all of these patriarchs, these great men that had faith, and by their faith, God carried them through out their lives and fulfilled the promises, even though some of them had not yet seen those promises. So let's go on now and let's read verses 23 through 29. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. And by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. So what is God saying to us today as we read these scriptures? Moses, first we saw, and the exodus of Israel from Egypt. We know in the beginning that his parents had faith whenever the Romans, were killing all of the baby boys. And so they hid, his parents hid Moses from being killed because of the king's edict. So Moses had faith when he was grown, and he chose to be associated with God's people, his own, rather than be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So what was he looking for as a reward? He was looking in faith. This is how he was looking for the reward. It was through his faith. And he compared the wealth of being reproached for Christ, the promised Messiah, the anointed one, to the treasures of Egypt and choose Christ. He chose Christ above all the riches of the Pharaoh's daughter and the king's palace. And his faith is seen by him leaving Egypt without fear of the king and keeping the Passover. And he put the blood on the post, as the Lord said to do, and he believed the firstborn would be spared. And we know the story that all of God's people, the firstborn was spared, but Pharaoh's people, all the firstborn, were killed. So we also know that he led the people of Israel to cross the Red Sea on dry land as they left Egypt. Now let's go on and read verses 30 through 38. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. And by faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. Verse 32, and what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword from weakness, were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to fight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. Verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskin, in goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. Now, what else do we see in this list of faithful people? How their faith was demonstrated? We know the story. It's in God's Word. The walls of Jericho fell because Joshua led the people to do what the Lord told him. He and they trusted God to do what he said. They did all of this by faith. And then we know the story of Rahab, the harlot, the prostitute. It's an example of one that had faith in God and found approval and was commended by God because of it. We know that we go on and see that through Rahab came the birth of Christ in the first chapter in the book of Matthew. She is listed as part of the lineage of Christ. Now, some of Israel's judges and prophets are in verses 32 through 34. And then in verses 35 through 38, the author wrote of those who had faith but were not delivered from persecution and trials in this life. So let's go forward now and read verse 39 through 40. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Something made better. So what does that mean? What do we see? How does this chapter end? They all gained approval. They were commended because of their faith, but they did not receive what was promised. The kingdom, the king, the Messiah, that is the heavenly home. They were all in the past showing us in the present how to endure and live by faith. They show how to look to the hope of the future. Isn't it wonderful how that God's Word has been written down to show us the lives of these great men and women that trusted God and believed what he said by faith. Now, we're going to end our study today in this part of the study here. And we're going to just summarize the exhortation that's given in Hebrews. And we find this in chapter 10, 19 through chapter 12, 3. And we will continue in our next lesson to discuss more on all of these in this chapter that we've studied today. Next week, it'll still be chapter 11. But let's look at the exhortation. First of all, we know starting in chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews said that we have confidence to enter the holy place by Jesus' blood. So let us draw near. We can enter that holy place by Jesus. He is our intercessor. He is our high priest. So he also says, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. You have a confidence given to you by the Holy Spirit, and he's saying, don't throw away that confidence. And he also goes on to say another exhortation, you still need to endure in faith, gaining God's approval and looking to his promise. And then he says, run with endurance the race set before you. We know that we can run this race and we can endure it because Jesus endured the cross. We too can endure whatever we need to endure to live our lives by faith. So the writer says, don't grow weary and lose heart. So that's what we want to do, is not grow weary and lose heart, but just continue to grow in God's grace. So we'll end today's lesson in prayer. Heavenly Father, how precious is your word. How wonderful it is that you have penned down all these great men and women that have endured in the past by faith. And we ask you, as we go forward in our study of your word, to teach us that we too may have the faith that they had to endure and to stand firm and not to lose confidence. We just praise you for the opportunity to study your word and to know you more. We ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen.